Welcome to the House on a Hilltop podcast. This is Charity McConnell, and I'm glad that you're joining us this evening, maybe morning or afternoon where you are. But tonight I am here recording with a few of my kiddos. We'll have some of the others at Noah's football practice. So our last podcast got cut off a little bit short. I was going to do one more session on laundry and try to maybe tie some things together and wrap up a few things that we kind of left out or maybe needed discussing a little bit more. So I have Caleb.
Hi.
Anna.
Hi.
And Rachel with me.
Hi.
Okay. We are going to talk a little bit more about our emergency bags that we keep packed, coats and bedding boxes and things like that. So our bedding boxes, what that is for each one of the kids, we have found that when they pull their bedding off, if we just have the bedding in a basket downstairs, sometimes there may tend to be arguments on who brought their stuff down and who didn't. So one of the ways we have kind of gotten around that is we have bedding boxes for each one of the kids. And this is definitely something that does take a little bit more space. It's not, you know, if you're tight on space, this probably isn't going to be something that you want to do unless you use a smaller box. So what we do with the bedding boxes is each box has a twin size sheet, a fitted sheet, and then a blanket and a pillowcase in it. We do not use flat sheets. We stopped using flat sheets the first year Will and I were married. I got extremely frustrated with him. I enjoy sleeping under just a sheet, but every time we would use them, we would have to remake the entire bed. It seemed like. So we stopped using sheets very early on in our marriage. To me, it's just as easy to wash the blanket once a week as it is to do the sheets and everything else. So that is how our family does it. It saves us a lot of, it has saved me a lot of headache. And it's one less thing that I have to stay on top of, making sure the kids are getting done when they make their beds. It's easier for them to just throw the blanket on. Maybe that's lazy. I'm not sure. It's just what has worked for our family. So when they pull off their dirty blankets and their dirty sheets, they get their bedding box out and they put on their new bedding while the others is washing. And then as soon as the others is washed, the clean set goes back into their bedding box for them to either put under their bed, or we may keep a stack of them in a cabinet, however that ends up working out. It also helps the kids have different blankets that they like. We try to keep that, you know, in a maintainable number, at a maintainable number. So having three or four blankets out obviously can get to be a bit of a mess. So by having the bedding boxes, they can keep some of those put away and then they're not all out at once. So that does help to keep that at bay as well. We have a couple of kiddos who have accidents at night, so kind of our rule of thumb is if they have accidents, then they just, in the morning or whenever they wake up, they immediately pull those sheets and blankets off and take them down and put them directly in the washer, and they let me know. That way, if we need to throw other things in with that bedding, or if multiple kids have accidents, we can do them all together. But that way we get that going as soon as possible. They do have mattress protectors on their beds. So as soon as they pull those off, we can spray some Lysol on there, wipe it down, and they can put on their fresh bedding, and then they're all set and ready to go. That way it's taken care of. And by having the bedding boxes ready, it just makes it, things are ready to go and you don't have to hunt to try to find a sheet in the basket or in the closet or whatever. It has helped. So we've done that. When we purchase clothes or laundry in general, at the very forefront of my mind is, how is this gonna wash up? And is this gonna stain easily? So we really try to search for darker colors or colors that are going to hide stains a little easier. We went to all black socks a long time ago. Hanes actually puts out black socks that have different colored lettering on them, so they are easy to distinguish between the kids. You know, certain boys that are a certain size wear the blue ones and others wear the red ones, or the black socks with the red writing. So that makes it a little easier to keep things situated in that way. And it just makes laundry less frustrating when you're not having to worry about, if we go somewhere, do the boys' socks look horrible? Really, the only thing you have to worry about is the holes in the socks. So, because that happens too. But when it comes to shirts and pants and all of those kind of things, we really try to stay away from light colors. We try to stay away from whites because there are times for that, and that there are times that that is needed. Will is a pastor, and so when he preaches does a wedding, there are a lot of times that he does need a white shirt or a light colored shirt, and so obviously that's an exception. And those things do get washed separately, obviously. So there are obviously times that we do need that, but for the most part, we really try to buy things that we can throw it all in the washer, wash it on a cold setting, and things come out just fine. With coats, we really, really, really try to watch for sales each year. The kids, usually what we try to do, the coats are in a separate area from the clothes for functionality. Right now, that's where we're at. The kids each have a good coat, a play or work coat, and then a good jacket and a play jacket, and they keep one hoodie all the time, all year round. They keep a hoodie in their drawer. That way, if we go on a trip, or if for some reason we have a really chilly day, like this year, for it was a blessing, but right in the middle of July, we had a 60 degree morning. That is not normal at all for Oklahoma, but it was a welcome blessing. So we pulled out the hoodies on that day in the morning because it just felt amazing. So that stays in their drawer at all times. And then the coat closet where we have the coats, we try to keep that organized. The kids' four items are together. So each kid, the oldest to youngest, have their four jackets and coats together. We try to watch for sales. We were very, very sad this year that Crazy 8 went out of business, because at Christmas time, every year, we really took advantage of the whole store being $12.99 and under. We would grab nice $40 and $50, sometimes $60 coats for our kids for $13, $14. And we're able to do very well with making sure they had what they needed for school or for church or playing or whatever. So Walmart actually and Kohl's have really great sales. You just have to watch for them and you have to be kind of quick on the draw with it. We have a group of moms that are nearby who we kind of stay in contact with each other, and if we catch things on sale at Atwood's or Walmart or Kohl's or somewhere like that, then we really try to let each other know so that we can jump on those deals for our kids. So just this last week, we were at Walmart in Kansas, and they had clearanced so much of their summer stuff out to a dollar just to try to get rid of it. Last year at Christmas, we did some Black Friday shopping with my mom and sisters, and at the Walmart that we were at, every Walmart's different with their sales, but the Walmart that we were at put all of their doorbusters on sale for a dollar just to get rid of them. So PJ sets, big packs of socks, panties, underwear, all kinds of things, jogging suits, a little bit of everything was on sale for a dollar. So we really, really stocked up. and we're able to get a lot of things that we put up for the kids to use throughout the year. So if you just watch for those sales, that's a great time to stock up. We try not to overload. So just because there's a kid that is in a certain size doesn't mean that we open, pull the tags off of, and use everything in the house that is that size or is in season. Because like I said in the last podcast, we really try to keep a manageable amount of laundry and a manageable amount of clothes. And with kids being kids, if there are clean clothes in their drawer, then they're obviously not going to wash. Most kids, some of our kids do, most of them are not going to wash laundry if they still have clean clothes to pull from. So that just makes for a lot more laundry on the day that they do have to do it. And then there's a lot more frustration and they feel overwhelmed. We try to avoid that for them. Emergency bags. We have emergency bags packed for each one of the kids with us living in Oklahoma. And really probably with anywhere, this isn't a bad idea. But with us living in Oklahoma, there are different times of the year that there's a higher risk for wildfires, obviously tornadoes, accidents happening with the kids if somebody has to go to the ER in the middle of the night or whatever. Somebody ends up hospitalized for one reason or another, or something happens and we have to get somewhere fast. Then those emergency bags being packed has been and is a great peace of mind for me. We just keep a certain amount of clothes in there. We keep a long sleeve flannel shirt. We keep a nice set of clothes, and then a decent set of play clothes. So play clothes that they can play or get dirty or walk in and be comfortable, but you know, they wouldn't look horrible. They're not all ratty and holes in the knees and things like that. So we keep a towel in there, a small blanket, a toothbrush, toothpaste, a few bandages. Some of them have flashlights in them depending on the age of the kids. And then I think water bottles and granola bars we try to keep in them. So those stay packed all the time and they're at the top of our family closet so that if need be, we can grab those and go, or if for some reason Will and I are not able to come home one night for whatever reason, if we have a kid who, like last year, one of our boys was climbing on a goalpost and fell off and broke his arm, and we didn't end up getting to come home as quickly as we thought we would that night. So in situations like that, we can just say to whoever ends up taking the kids or helping with them, hey, there's a bag for them, it's already packed, it's already ready to go, and they're able to grab that and go, and the kids have everything that they need for the night, kind of an overnight bag. So that's nice having that there to pull from and to draw from, and just the peace of mind that it gives me that, you know, knowing that if something were to happen, that's kind of taken care of. It's just one less thing. So that kind of alleviates that stress a little bit. In the last podcast, I talked about how we don't mix our laundry, but some of the kids do their clothes together. I wanted to clarify on that. We try to avoid doing all of our family's laundry together. So one basket with everybody's clothes in it, or where we pick up everybody's clothes that have gotten strewn throughout the house, throwing it in the washer. We really, really, really try to avoid that. Because of the amount of time it takes to sort it all back out and make sure whose is whose and make sure that everyone has their stuff. But we do have kids partnered up. So the kids that wash laundry together will help with those things at the same time. So they just kind of help do it together. And then when it's time to hang them on the line or fold them and put them away, they obviously know what belongs to who, and it's not such a mess. So I wanted to clarify on that because I didn't feel like there was a clear, definitive line on what I meant there. So I did want to specify. Caleb, what do you feel like is most beneficial to our family when it comes to laundry? What is something that you feel like we do that helps you the most when you do laundry? How old are you, Caleb?
10.
Caleb's 10. And he's been doing his own laundry since he was about 5. He says four. It may have been 4 because several of our older kids did start a lot younger. Since we have had foster children and adopted children, many of them have started a little bit later for various reasons, because of delays or because of coming in a little bit later and having to learn, or just because mom is so overwhelmed that I don't have time to teach the laundry at the moment, and it's just easier for me to do it or have an older kid help with it. But Caleb, what is one thing that you feel like has really helped you? What's one thing you feel like really helps you with laundry?
The washer.
Can I go get a drink?
The washer. Yes, but what is one thing that we do? Obviously, the washer helps you. What's one thing our family does with laundry that you feel like makes it a little bit easier than it might be?
Having baskets
in your room. Okay, yes. We talked about that a little bit in the last podcast as well. Each kid has their own basket. That makes it nice because when they change in the evenings to put their night clothes on or they go take a shower, they just walk back into their room and throw their laundry in a basket, in their own basket, and then it's all ready for them on the day that it's time to wash. Sometimes they get a little bit lazy and throw them in the floor, and we have to figure out whose is whose, and sometimes that takes a little bit longer. He says not him. Of course not. But for the most part, they do a really good job of putting their clothes in their own basket, and that does help. Rachel, how about you? You have started helping with the laundry. What do you help with? You don't know? What did you help with today? Did you help fold some towels?
Yes.
Yes, and you did a great job. They were nice, straight folds. We were able to stack them neatly, and she didn't need any help with the towels. We start them on towels, wash rags. We start our kids on folding washcloths at about 3 years old. We always teach them to put the fold on the same side, where the single fold is on the same side and the double fold is on the same side, so that when we pull wash rags out, we're not tumbling the whole stack over. So another thing we have our little bitty ones do, younger than Rachel. Rachel's 5. She's the baby. Another thing we have them start doing, depending on the kid, 2 or 3 usually, we'll have them start helping sort socks. But we don't hand them an entire basket of the whole family's mismatched socks, because that's overwhelming, especially since we use black socks. So we may take like the loads where the sizes are obviously different. We may take a load that has girl clothes and boy clothes in them and let them match up the socks that way. Or mama socks and daddy socks. Just things like that that they can start learning to help. They start learning and they do start throwing the laundry in the washer for me. Very, very young. As soon as they love helping with that. It's something that they enjoy. They feel big when they do it. They feel like they're getting to be a part. And it's training them and preparing them to get ready to do that on their own. So they will put the clothes in. I'll put in the soap and start the machine. And then when it's time to switch the clothes over to the dryer, they will help me switch them over to the dryer. Or if they're helping hang on the line, then they will go out with me and they will hand me the clothes, or their brother or sister, they'll hand them the clothes as they hang them on the line. That just gets them involved and really starts to get their feet wet and lets them start to learn how we do that. And then by the time it's time for them to do their own laundry, really, after having helped with it for a year or two, they're pretty well set and know pretty much what to do. One of the reasons I still do our little girls' laundry, for the most part, one of our little girls is 7, but she's small for her age, very small for her age. So she's about the same size as our 5 and 6-year-old. So they're all 3 pretty much in the same size. And when they or the other kids fold their laundry, it's very, very challenging to know whose is whose. Because there's enough size difference and the clothes fit differently enough that certain girls have to have certain clothes. So to specify with that, because I know that that's probably a question that has entered some of your minds is, well, why do you still help so much with the little ones if you have bigger kids helping with that? That's the reason for that is just because when the older kids help, they do a great job helping, and it's not that they don't. It's just there are so many little discrepancies with those three girls' clothes that it's just easier for me to make sure that they all get in the right place. Even the panties fit different. So it makes it hard for them to know which of the girls' baskets to put it in. So when they're folding it. So that's the reason for that. On days where we are doing towels and wash rags, we usually do those on Tuesdays. That's the day we have our bathroom cleaning day, and all the kids are responsible for different things. So our 6-year-old daughter, her chore is to gather up all the towels and washcloths from the bathrooms. So she'll bring all of those down and put those in a basket for me, and then we will start those together and get those ready to wash and dry. We do always dry our towels. We don't hang dry our towels unless we absolutely have to, because of the texture. I like for our towels to be soft and fluffy. So I throw them in with a dryer sheet, and we do always throw the towels in the dryer. When we pull them out of the dryer, my 7-year-old daughter helps to fold the bigger things and the hand towels, and then Rachel will help fold the washcloths to make sure that those all get folded well and right. I will stay there with them right now while we're doing that. And then we pass out everybody's towels because I think I said before, they each have their own towel. So, and then we have a few extra that we keep put up for when they're swimming outside or playing in the water, or we have friends come over that we have friends over a lot. And it's not uncommon for us to have other kids taking a bath here at the house. So we do have extra towels that we keep put up as well. So we'll pass those back out and make sure those get in the bathrooms they belong in and get to the people that they belong to so that they can be put away. And that kind of helps with making sure everybody has clean towels every week. So I think we have discussed pretty much everything. Laundry is something that can be enjoyable to me. Unless I get behind, and then I feel a little overwhelmed with it. But really, for the most part, I feel like we're in a really good place with almost all of the kids helping to do their own. We don't have a baby right now, so with us not having a baby, that is a little bit more time that I have with not nursing and not bottle feeding, and not changing diapers and things like that. Everybody's potty trained, everybody's out of diapers. So that makes a big difference and it adds a lot of time. So if you're listening and you're thinking, how is she staying on top of her laundry? Just remember that there are different seasons. And my hope is that you would not ever be discouraged with that, but that you would remember there. And there are even times now for our family where we don't have little ones, but we still, there are times we feel like we're drowning, whether we're running back and forth to football games, or last year, Seth was in A Christmas Carol at the Lyric, so we were there a lot running back and forth. So there are seasons where it's very easy to get behind on housework or to get behind on certain aspects of housework and then become discouraged. Just remember that seasons are seasons, and they remind us that we're human. One of the things with me, it is very easy for me to become discouraged. I sometimes look and think, Charity, you've done this for 16 years now. You should be able to keep your house, and you should be able to keep your house straight. There are weeks that will go by and the house is really kept, for the most part, pretty picked up. And it makes it easy to relax, and it makes it nice to be able to do the work that we need to do here, and things are put away where they need to be. And then there are weeks where the kids are bouncing off the walls and we're busy and we're running in and out to It seems like doctor's appointments and dentist appointments a lot of times will hit all at once with, we try to spread those out for the routine appointments, but for like needs that come up, it really seems like a lot of times those things just kind of crop up all at once. And so in those seasons, just remembering that we're human. And one of the things Will has told me so many times is, Charity, maybe other moms need to see our house a mess so that they realize that ours isn't always clean and they're not discouraged. And that's so, so true. I do not have it all together, and I never will have it all together, but I do want to share the things that the Lord has taught me to maybe be an encouragement to someone else. So I hope you guys maybe have found something in this podcast that is an encouragement to you. Remember to not expect everything that our family is currently doing to work for your family, because every family is different and every family is going to have things that they have to learn to do a little bit differently. One of those things would be like with the bedding boxes. Maybe if bedding and taking care of sheets and blankets and things like that has been a big deal at your home, in your home, but you don't have a house that has a lot of extra storage space at the time. Right now, finding a different way to make that work. Maybe using something on a smaller scale to really try to implement some of that just differently. You just have to find what works for your family, and you have to find the things that are going to be a blessing to you. And when you find those things that are a blessing to you, implement them, train your kids to do them, and help to remind them, because they need to be reminded. I need to be reminded even of the things that I have put in place. Sometimes I forget to do those things and I just become lax with doing things the easy way and not taking a little bit of extra time to do them the best way, which really in the long run saves so much more time. So just remember to, in spending time with Jesus each day, I think he will lead you and he'll show you and guide you in the things that really will be a blessing to your family as you spend time with other believers and other mamas and bounce ideas off of them and talk to them about the plans and the systems that they have implemented. Then I think he will show you and teach you the things that will be a blessing to you. So I hope you guys have a great day or a great evening or whatever time of day it is there for you. I hope you will find ways to enjoy your children and to enjoy your husband and be a blessing to him. And remember that even when our housework feels overwhelming, it's a blessing that we have our homes. And it's a blessing that we are able to care for our homes. And sometimes I just have to look at all of the laundry and say, God, thank you so much for giving me so many children to bring so much joy into our home, to make so much dirty laundry, because one of these days I'm gonna look at my floor in the laundry room and there's not gonna be a thing on it and everything is going to stay folded and put away and I'm gonna miss my kids. So enjoy those babies while they're home and have a great day.